bite, bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And welcome back to the Computer Corner. It is the Data Doctors, Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, and Chad Powell. Powell?
You can't get enough of that, can you?
Well, see, I grew up watching Gomer Pyle, so.
I watched a little Gomer in my time.
Golly.
Golly!
As
I wonder
I'm sure
if Chad can say all that real well.
Many of our audience
he says
members
no.
have. So we're talking about digital music. We're talking about MP3s. We're talking about the music players that are launching a revolution. And one of the things that's happened in our recent past that we thought we could maybe leverage into something really cool for our listeners was a company approached us and wanted to know if we'd get involved in helping them launch a new service, which dealt with the problem that 80-90% of the folks that have a music player like an iPod, they're walking around with 200 or 300 songs on there because that's about all the time they had to spend getting their CD collection converted. Or
yeah, that's where they got their music from.
They realized at 99 cents a song to fill up this 15,000 song iPod, it's going to cost me $15,000 or something. They're short up.
It's exactly what happened when everybody had cassettes back in the day.
Back in the day.
And CDs came out, and so everybody went out and just pretty much bought everything that they liked on cassette, which was most of what they had because, let's face it, why would you keep the cassette if you didn't like it? So you replaced everything, and you spent a lot of money to replace your collection, and here we go again. Now there's some technology out today that you didn't have back when CDs first came out to be able to convert, but it's very time-consuming to get all your CDs converted to MP3s in good sound quality with the proper tags on it so that it's all sortable by artist and genre and song. And if you want to be really cool, get all the album art in there so that when you're playing it on your cool new iPod Nano, you can see the album pictures and you get pretty much just like you had a CD, but it's all very, very portable.
So something that we've arranged with these folks is we told them, you know, rather than launching the service by actually saying, come pay money to have your CDs, converted over, why don't we start off by just saying, hey, let's do this for free. Let's just give everybody an understanding of what this service does. And we convinced them to do it for free. And that's starting today. For the next 2 weeks, any of the Data Doctors locations, all of you listening to this, all you just go in and say, hey, Ken and Brandon said free.
Well, let's qualify this a little bit because this does broadcast all the way out on the World Wide Web.
Yes.
All the Phoenix Metro
yes.
Data Doctors locations. So if you're listening in New Jersey or Nebraska or Boston or any of these other places that we're at,
it's
if
coming.
You go in that to those stores, we're not quite ready yet. We're doing it here in Phoenix first to try things out.
So up to 25 of your personal CDs. Now they have to be. They can't be your buddy's burned CDs of stolen songs. They have to be legitimate commercial CDs, and they have to be in decent shape so that they can actually pull the stuff off. But you can go and drop them off at any Data Doctors location. And they're absolutely free. You'll get, in 3 or 4 days, you'll get a DVD that's got all of your MP3s on one DVD. So that all that time you'd have to spend, on average it takes 7 to 8 minutes per music disc that you have. So if you have 100 music discs you wanted to convert over.
That's like 385 hours or some crazy number.
Yeah, it's not quite that long.
Let's just
say you'll probably give up before you get past about 13.
And even if you didn't give up, to get the right bit rate, and if you're not real technical into stuff, really it's to make it sound gooder. It's going to take a little bit of expertise knowing how to do it, right? Then to get the proper tags, again, so you can sort and search this stuff, not just by its title, but...
Yeah, so your music doesn't say unknown artist, unknown song.
Right. And then if you want to get really cool and stick all the album art in there, the amount of time you're going to spend to do all this, put it all together, get your whole collection and dump it into this thing, oh my gosh.
So really what we're doing is we're not just talking about MP3s. We're giving you, the folks that are really, you know, you hardcore MP3 guys, you've been at this for years. This isn't for you. Forget about it. Well, although, I mean, free service is free service. But really it's a way for those folks that, how many people have we run into that have MP3 players, iPods,
yeah,
that actually still have not actually even pulled them out of the box because they haven't taken the time to figure out how to get the music onto the player.
I got to be honest here for a second. Before we started testing this, before we went live public here with it, my MP3 player maybe had 100 songs on it. I had in my garage boxes and boxes and boxes of CDs. something I look at all the time and go, oh, someday I got to get all that onto here.
Exactly.
And instead what I did for a little while was borrowed some MP3s from friends and things, but that's just, you know, you always feel kind of weird about that, besides the fact that it's illegal. You're you know, it's just...
Are you confessing on
that? No. I'm just suggesting that that's another alternative way to do this. Which we don't recommend. But again, you still have to worry about the sound quality, and you have to worry about all these things. So this is kind of cool. And if you have 100 CDs, well, then the first 25 are on us. And after that, I think it's like 99 cents a CD or something, not per song, per CD.
Ridiculous.
Doesn't matter how many songs are on that CD.
For the cost of one song, you'll get the whole album. But anyway, if you want to learn more about this, this is going to go on for the next couple of weeks. Datadoctors.com/music. And in fact, there's a calculator there to figure out how much it would cost you to actually get all those CDs replaced if you were to buy them from iTunes or Rhapsody or one of these other music services at 99 cents a song. So it's a neat service. We thought it was kind of cool, and really the reason we thought it was cool is because we convinced them to do some work for free. everybody loves free.
Sure.
Including our buddy Adam. Doesn't he love free?
Adam loves free.
Adam, you love free, don't you?
I love free.
Who doesn't love free?
I don't think anybody doesn't love free.
Hey, Adam, you ever heard of MP3s before?
Yeah.
How many music players do you have?
How many portable music players?
Yes.
Well, I have that old school Walkman, the one that plays CDs.
Oh, yeah.
It's a walk person now.
And I have a real MP3 player. I have an iPod Mini.
Uh-huh. And is it full?
It is not.
And how close to full is it?
Well, I don't have an amazing amount of music on it, but I do use it, I think, as you said earlier in the show, to store a lot of my other files and stuff, too.
Got it. So it's a multi-purpose storage device.
And yes. Is it not full because you don't own a lot of music, or is it not full because you just haven't spent the time to take all the music that you own and throw it on there?
I don't own that much music.
So you're a teenager with a very strange problem, because most of us adult type oriented, or when you get a little bit older teenager, you're going to have so much music you can't even imagine. And
how much older of a teenager can he be?
Like another year or two? I don't know. Well, a lot changes in a year or two when you're that age.
Obviously, and by the way, for you folks that are not aware, we have 22 locations, so we're not just talking about Phoenix. If you're in Anthem, you're in Johnson Ranch, you're West Side, East Side, South Side, Ahwatukee, wherever.
Even way out there in Gilbert.
Gilbert?
Right.
Gilbert. So, Adam, what's going on in the world of Adam?
Well, speaking of free, I thought I'd come to the show with a little bit of information on some of the free music players that are out there.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we'll start off with my favorite free music MP3 player library, different, you know, multi-featured application. That's iTunes.
iTunes, okay.
iTunes, you know, a nice little program that plays your music, and it keeps a library of your music for you, and you can sort it, you can make different playlists, you can convert it, you can change tags on it. You can do just about anything you want to with that.
Burn CDs.
Yeah.
Bring it in.
Yeah,
and it's also very user-friendly, more so than some of the other music players. My personal favorite's Winamp.
Yeah, that's my second favorite one is
but
Winamp.
But it can be a little complicated for the new user, whereas iTunes, it's pretty dumbed down.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward.
Did I just say dumbed down?
Yeah, my boy would say you said a bad word.
I did?
Yeah.
That bad word.
That's a bad word, Daddy.
Well, as you said, there's Winamp, and that's a little bit more advanced, and you can add different plugins to it to do different things with your music. If for some reason your computer doesn't support iTunes, but you have an iPod music player, you can go download the ML iPod plugin so Winamp can work with your iPod.
Well, the other cool thing about Winamp is the same company creates what's called a shoutcast capability, so you could actually like create your own little radio station on the internet.
That's right.
I think you can have up to 20 or 30 listeners or something.
With two iPods and a microphone?
Yes. That's a Beck thing.
And a crossfader and a bad phone connection.
There you go.
Where it's at. What is going on here?
Wow.
Are you having a hurricane there, Adam?
I don't think so.
What's...
I don't know.
You're not that.
Let me move a little closer to the receiver.
Well, no, there's all kinds of crackling and yucky.
Yeah, I hear it.
Maybe it's just in our heads.
Yeah.
It could be.
It's going around.
So you got any news for us?
Not too much news, just that I'd come with that. And also one other media player that you might want to look into is the one that comes with Windows Media Player. That's nice if you want to not only, you know, keep a library of your music and stuff, but your videos, too.
So now what we're talking about, folks, is software programs that you can install on your computer absolutely free that help you manage your music library. So instead of them just being files all over your C drive, you actually have a way to access them, search. You know, they all have a search function where you can say, show me all my Dave Matthews. Am I still on the Dave Matthews kick?
Yeah, I think so. Assuming that they were all converted properly, you can do this.
Of course they were.
Yeah, because otherwise they might just be untitled track 0001.
And then there's this whole BitTorrent thing that's going on that's not necessarily just for illegal music, but bands like Dave Matthews that approves the a recording of their concerts, live concerts.
You doing a commercial for him?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, he's one of the few artists that really believes that this is a good thing.
I'm going to let Adam go back on hold because I think it's his phone that's making all that crazy noise, and that's
kind of yucky.
It's no good.
But actually, they will allow you. The guy that sat behind me at the concert had this incredible amount of recording equipment, had a microphone that went 20, 30 feet up in the air, pointed right at the speakers, and the whole concert he recorded, and he has up through this this network of Dave Matthews fans that Matt Paddock up in Colorado sent me a copy
of
the concert that I got to go see, and it's all legal.
That's cool.
It's all approved by the artist. So it's not all these guys trying to take you down. The internet really has opened up the whole music industry, and we'll talk about some more of that. Obviously, if you're out there listening, you've got experiences in this area. You want to talk about BitTorrents, good, bad, indifferent. LimeWire, which we've got...
Paul's looks like he wants to talk about that.
Right, exactly. So we want to try to educate you on all the aspects of these digital libraries and music and all these different forms. And again, feel free to visit us on our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section. You'll see all kinds of links, you don't have to necessarily have a music player to get involved in this. Convert all of your music from your CD library to your computer. Now you have this jukebox that if you plug it into your stereo system, it's the ultimate. And it's you already have everything you need to do that other than one cable.
One little, like, $3 cable.
And how to do that is actually one of the links we have on our website.
Maybe when we come back, we'll talk about how to do that. And then, of course, we'll take some of your calls and questions, and we'll have some fun.
Absolutely. It's the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, the Data Doctors, talking music till 2 o'clock. Stay tuned.
Start your day with the news you need from people you trust. It's Arizona's Morning News with...